The Chris and Steph Podcast. Making statistical formation sound entertaining. Now, stats entertainment. Get it?
Quick stats this morning. This is about shouting around at the pub.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So this is a common thing that you get one round.
Yeah, I'll get the first round, you get the next round. Da-da-da-da.
We'll start this with and drink responsibly.
Of course.
A survey of 1,000 Australians found that 56% of people think that buying rounds of drinks is unfair.
How many percent?
56, so just over 50%.
Yeah, I bet they're
of
the
everyone.
One. Yeah, okay, go on.
They believe that this is because some people always spend more or less than others, taking
yes.
advantage of the
yep.
whole process. The study found while 85% of people take part in shouting rounds, 81% would actually prefer to just buy their own drinks instead.
Oh, okay.
So a lot more people preferring to, you know, give up on the old shouting the rounds and just, I'll get my own, thanks very much. You take care of you, I'll take care of me.
Is that you? Are you in that category? I know you are.
What do you mean? Maybe. I don't know. It depends on the situation. It depends on the circumstance. I mean, if you know that there's that mate who is intentionally rigging the system,
yeah,
so he benefits.
Yeah, I remember I had a group of girls and there was
yeah.
always one who would just never pick up the tab, ever. The rest
never.
Of us all did it. And it really was swings and roundabouts for everyone else.
Of course it does. It peaks and drops, yep.
Yeah,
get
especially
it.
Like with a good, like with a close-knit group of friends who see each other quite often, like you may as well do it that
absolutely,
way.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think that's totally fine. But yeah, there is often one in the group.
Well, you speak about one in the group. The research goes further into saying 50% of all respondents in the survey knew of someone who consistently fails to return the shout. There's always that one guy or girl who fails
or girl,
to go,
yeah.
you know, I will partake in this properly. I won't just take advantage of everyone else's generosity. Oh, but by the way, I've got to go because I've got something on.
Something
on.
Yeah, and they're the worst.
Yeah,
those people suck.
But even though the results showed that people were really swaying towards not liking shouting rounds, it's still alive. And the reason behind it, the survey reveals, that they found that social pressures was the thing that keeps it alive.
Oh, I pressure people to do it that way as well. I can't stand getting up to pay for something and they're like, well, can we split it? I had the this and this and this and that, like, and all that. Like,
just break it all down.
Oh, no, I had sauce on the side. Is that an extra $2? I'm not paying you $2 for sauce. Oh,
yeah, someone go to the glove box in the car and see if they can fish out some change for the sauce, please.
Like, I figure, you know, if you're going out, budget for it, and you say, what the hey?
There you go. But there you go. Those are the stats. Drink responsibly. Well said.
But right now, a story that I've been waiting to share with you for the last 20 hours, and I'm so excited to finally bring it to the table.
This is a beautiful story. Take it from the top.
So once upon a time, we head over to Bristol, London for this one. A student, Liam Smith, had brought a lass home from a date.
Well done. High five, mate.
Yep, good on him. And she did then have to use the bathroom, as the case may be.
That happens.
It does. Alas, unfortunately, she had to have like a 10-minute toilet break, because I like to call them.
A 10-minute toilet break, yeah.
And
a TTB.
In which she did a big poop.
Right, okay.
Now, problem
maybe
is...
Maybe it's a stressful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, poop so big it wouldn't flush. Now, if this isn't the most horrific situation you can imagine already.
Okay, so I thought the story was the toilet wasn't working.
No, this is her poop wouldn't flush. So then she sought a creative solution as to what to do with the poop. And she reasoned that the best thing she could do with this poop is to pelt it out the window. Now, rather than sailing gracefully into the garden bed below...
Because everyone knows when you hurl one, it always goes gracefully.
Anyway, apparently it became wedged between two non-opening windows. Now, she decided, she sort of calls out to the date and she says to him, you know, what's happened. His quote from here is, it was into this twilight zone that my date had Anyway, so she's actually a gymnast. She's an amateur gymnast.
Yeah, the whole story sounds very amateur, thanks very much.
So
nothing professional about
she
it.
She was convinced that she could reach into the window and pull said poop out.
Oh, the nugget plucker.
Using the and tested inside-out bags of gloves sort of technique. Unfortunately, she couldn't reach. She climbed further in and had some dramas. Eventually, the date agreed to give her a boost up into the window where she climbed.
Oh, so he's in on it.
He's in on it.
He's a part of... He's an accessory to poop flinging.
And she's going headfirst into these two sort of glass panes of window.
At which point does he go, this is not happening tonight, by the way. This is... At this point, I've checked out.
When she says that I can get this because I'm an amateur gymnast, I don't know what his thought process is there.
Yeah.
Anyway, she manages to become wedged in between the two panes of glass, and that is when he has to call the fire and rescue crew to come and get her out from between the gap.
What? So they come to get her. Is the poop still there?
The poop's still there.
So it's still wedged, and she's wedged too.
Well, no, they had to break the glass to retrieve her. Now, this is why the whole story has become public, because you're probably like, what happens behind closed doors? Like, we did not need to know about dates gone wrong.
No.
Well, apparently, we all know this story because he has set up a GoFundMe page or a crowdfund page as his window is broken from this said story.
Yep.
And he needs a little help funding to get it fixed because it's going to cost him $800 to fix the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is how the whole story has been shared with what is now the world.
Well, there you go.
And
I don't know. I honestly don't know what to add to that, except don't fling your poop out a window.
Well,
check.
What else was she going to do? Like, I would call a plumber.
Flush again?
But, like, a lot of people would have just ran. Like, they would have, like, you know, they would have been like, I'm out of there. I'm just going to leave you with my poop and I'll never face you again and never make eye contact. Like...
It could be. Hey, if things work out, this could be a beautiful story to tell the kids in 30 years. Like, how did you and Mum
meet?
You
would never be able to look at her.
Oh, well, Mum decided that we'd had a big night with Indian and she needed to use the facilities. And, you know, things sort of, you know, we got to know a lot about each other. Like, that night, we learnt a lot. No, all secrets were gone. Everything was revealed in full.
Yep.
Yep, right. It's now 6:49. Food for thought for your next day.
Don't say food.
No, definitely. Love a good story where you really need both hands to get into it. Chris and Steph to get you up on here.
Get up with Chris and Steph.
Gold star for adulting.
Time to hand out some gold stars. Have you been an adult this week? What do you deserve some acknowledgement for?
It could be something really simple. Like, it could be something as easy as figuring out that you've got to clean the dishwasher every couple of weeks or something, or you've got to take lint out of the dryer.
Yeah.
These are more safety things than anything else, but sometimes safety first. That's being an adult.
The lint in the dryer thing, I'm huge for that because I'm always worried about fires and stuff like that. Well, have you done something this week that deserves a gold star, Steph?
Oh, I suppose so. Look, I know this weekend I'm going to be out on the bike and out of town and whatnot, going on a bit of a ride, so I was like, you know what? Should probably vote. So I went to pre-polling.
Oh, well done. You've done the pre-polling. You got it done out of the way.
Got it done last weekend, so I'm feeling pretty chuffed with myself for doing that.
I think I can ask, how tough is it to fold that piece of paper and get it in the teeny tiny little...
You've got to make it into a paper plane.
Yeah, because you... But it's like...
Origami.
It super... How long is it?
It's probably...
Is it like arm's length?
No,
like...
it's not nearly that long. It would be probably 50 centimetres long, maybe a little bit longer.
Cool.
Yeah, that's probably about right.
So this morning, 13, 12, 16, how long's your polling paper? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Well, that's good. It's good that you've got it done because that's a box ticked off. You're not going to be around, so you've remembered to do it. Perfect. Everyone should vote.
Yeah, well, you have to vote, and you will be fined if you don't.
13, 12, 16, what have you done to deserve one of these puppies, a gold star? Have you done something in the world of being an adult this week? Let us know now, 13, 12, 16. And we'll hand out some gold stars next on Hits. How long did it take to vote, by the way?
Probably 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
I didn't have to line up, just went straight through. And I had to, like, read the instructions, quickly tick a couple of boxes. Number some boxes.
Mm.
And, Dunskies.
Good to know. Gold stars are now on Hits.
Gold star for adulting.
We were speaking moments ago about what do you deserve a gold star for. What was yours, Steph?
Pre-polling,
got it done.
I wasn't going to be around on the weekend.
Got it sorted.
So I was like, yep, I'll just get it done. That way I'm covered and not going to get fined and have my say in local stuff.
Is that the pre-polling station that's open across from Wade Park on Kite Street?
Yeah, just popped in there. It was super easy to do. I did it on Saturday, so I thought that'd be like hectic. It wasn't. We were the only ones to walk in. We're first in line, went straight through, voted.
But are you still swamped with people at the front giving out the little pamphlets and stuff like that?
The best thing I can suggest you do, and this is, I don't know if this is like a bit sneaky or whatever, but I suggest you do, I got this idea from, is it Kate? You know, like Royal, like...
Oh, yeah.
Royal Kate.
Yeah, Kate Winslet.
Not quite. But have something in your hands, like hold something so you can't grab any, so they can't give you anything. So if you've got a handbag, hold it in two hands in front of you, or, you know, have your own clipboard, or just hold, have a grocery bag or two that's like, you've got to hold something in both hands. So if you've got both your hands holding something, no one can pass you anything.
I love this segment is gold stars for adulting, but this is the most childish thing I've ever heard. Make sure you're holding on to something. That way
I held my handbag and that way they couldn't hand me anything.
Good. Very clever. Well done. 13, 12, 16. You deserve actually a gold star for that. Celia is joining us. Celia on 13, 12, 16. Gold stars for adulting. What have you done?
Gold stars for adulting would be the fact that I've been sick for about a week and I went, you know what, let's book into the doctor finally and just admit defeat.
Oh, you absolutely deserve a gold star. That you actually legitimately sound sick. Super sick.
Is that your phone voice that you used for the boss this morning when you called in sick? Or
no, I'm at work. I'm pushing through.
Jeez, why would you do that? Take a day off and rest.
Yeah, the GP will tell you to. You'll be able to get your certificate and everything. Hey, take a Friday right through to Monday off. You know, play it up. I say enjoy your time.
Is this just a flu-y thing? Are you?
I don't know. There's something floating around the office and I've pushed it off till this far and it's just hit me like a ton of bricks.
Oh, you poor thing. Yeah.
Do we have like a home remedy? Like, what would you suggest?
For a cold?
Yeah.
Where's it sitting? Is it on your chest, darling? Or is it just...
No, it's in the head.
It's in your head?
It's all in the head.
It sounds like it's in the head.
Well, I think you need professional help, maybe a different kind of doctor.
Poor thing.
No, just rest up. You probably need to sleep, darling. Lots and lots of sleep. And, you know, maybe treat yourself to something, some comfort food. Make some, I don't know, some chicken noodle soup.
Well, there you go. I don't even feel like comfort food. If you're just going to ring the station and whinge,
like, seriously, go see the doctor already. Gold star coming your way, okay, Celia?
Thank you.
Yeah, we're a radio station. We're not your mum. You don't ring and just have a whinge. Like, seriously, we know you're sick.
Oh, we didn't cater that, did we?
We'll give you a gold star and that's it. On your way. Go to the doctor now. Poor thing. I mean, that's...
She sounded sick.
If you're sick, take a day off. Like, seriously.
Don't spread your germs.
Absolutely. And we know how important that is here because we're in a confined space.
It's pretty much like being on an aeroplane where we are.
That's exactly right.
It's like soundproof. Yep. It's got all these like foam walls that I'm sure just absorb, like they have spores that would absorb all the sickness.
We're constantly changing the air pressure and the...
Yes, with the poppers on the microphone. Yeah, it's just a little germ box.
Poor
Come
Celia.
In and chat to us.
I hope you feel better, Celia. Very soon, Steph, I cannot believe it, but we're going to talk about new chocolate inside 5 minutes.
And this is going to blow your mind. I think you'll be quite excited for this one.
Chris and Steph.
Another food story.
When there's another groundbreaking development, you can trust one person to cover it.
You know, I'm a huge fan of science. Speakers, cutting cane toads in half.
This is Steph's Super Sciencey segment.
The latest scientific breakthrough.
I bring
to you this morning.
Good. Groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking. The first new chocolate has been invented in over 80 years.
So when you say new chocolate, this isn't just, we've added salted caramel to something.
No. This isn't like the latest, like, Cadbury edition.
No.
This is something completely different. It has been 80 years since we first saw, you know, the last chocolate we made, which we're talking milk. Dark or white chocolate. We only have the three strains of chocolate and then you can add different things to them, right?
White chocolate, the most evil of all chocolates. Okay, I hate white chocolate.
According to you, some people may disagree.
Love dark chocolate. The white chocolate.
I love dark chocolate too.
It's like, I don't know, chalky or something.
It's a Milky Bar Kid one.
But how's this different then?
Okay, so this one is pink in colour and it is actually made up using what they call a ruby cocoa bean. So it is naturally pink in colour.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? So that's why it's this new strain of chocolate, because it is made using the cocoa bean and it comes out in this, you know, glorious, cute sort of pink hue.
But it's a different kind of cocoa bean. That's why the chocolate's different.
Yes.
Yes, got
so
it.
So it's
okay.
a different kind of cocoa bean, which is why it's a new form of chocolate.
Nice.
Now, this has been tested successfully in a Chinese market. They've released it over there already just to sort of see if, you know, people buy it, people will eat it. And it's created using no berries, no food colouring or anything. It's taken 13 years to develop it.
Oh, wow.
But finally, they have this new chocolate.
Bring it on. We're ready. We're ready to try it. So it's being tested overseas. Any word of when we see it out here in the country?
Well, I assume it'll be rolled out soon enough, I suppose, if it takes off. It's apparently a mix of sort of this sour, fruity and almost berry taste.
I'm intrigued. You had me at chocolate, however.
Yeah.
So I'll give it a go no matter what. So
it's been named Ruby, so it would be Ruby chocolate. So
Ruby
you'll have
chocolate.
Milk, dairy, milk or Ruby.
Interesting.
So hopefully it'll be good. It's clever.
Don't you reckon we give it a moment of time before all the companies get on board and go, guess what? We've got the new Ruby chocolate. It's being released everywhere. Like, I reckon it'll take
off. Once the Swiss start sort of pumping it out, I reckon that's when he'll... it's Swiss scientists who have discovered it, but it's just been tested in China. But, you know, the Swiss are, like, known for their chocolate.
Well, we've always said it. If you're looking to test new food, bring it here to Orange. Thanks very much.
We will happily try for you. Yeah,
a couple of announcers who are happy to be the taste-testing guinea pigs for any new food type. And when it comes to chocolate, I mean... How can you go wrong, really?
That's what I think. Maybe we'll give it a whirl.
Now on 13, 12, 16, what have you chickened out of?
Oh, I'm a little bit embarrassed to share this story. I'm not going to lie this morning. But like a few people over winter, sometimes we put on a little winter weight and, you know, lose a bit of motivation over the colder months. So last week I was determined. Back to the gym.
Back
to the gym.
Good stuff.
Yep, made up my mind, organised a class, and I was like, yep, I'll be there. Now, the Monday, as you know, I'd been down in Victoria and I got home early, so the Monday I could have made it to the class, and I got in my gear and I nearly drove there, and then I drove around and turned around and came back, and I was like, nah, too scared.
Right.
Second day, I told them I'd be there by the Wednesday. Second day, same sort of thing. I got ready, prepped myself, wore my gym gear, couldn't go.
But
Wednesday, when the day I said I'd be there, I was like, oh, I said I'd be there. I'll be there. Got in a car, drove to this gym class, and I signed up all the forms, signed away my life and said, yep, you're covered, you're all good. Halfway through the class, I just ran.
Halfway out, you ran?
I just ran. I stumbled out in a puffing mess, but I was mortified. I was like, I'm so unfit. I don't know how to do this. I don't know what I'm doing.
No.
I'd psyched myself out so much about going back to the gym. And I was like, my gear's so tight. And if I do a sit up, everyone will see how fat I am. It was, you know, like when you're in your mind, and you're like,
Your brain plays tricks on you.
And I was like, this is not good. I was like, you can do it, girl. You can do it. And I'm like, my head's really light. I feel like I'm going to pass out. Like, yeah. I'm just not going to be here.
Totally get that.
Chicken out.
That's right. You got to slowly ease yourself back into these things. You got to do it when you're comfortable.
Yeah.
When you're in that good space and you're ready to go.
That's how you get
the door open.
Next week's a new week. Monday.
Next week,
Monday
a new
it's
week.
Happening. Well. I've got to be accountable now. I've said it on the radio.
Well, everyone knows about it. 13, 12, 16. What have you chickened out of? Is there something that you dropped out of and went, you know what? Not for me. Not going to do it.
Maybe you were halfway there. Maybe it was something, you know, you were just like, no, I'm out.
13, 12, 16, let us know what you've chickened out of this morning. 13, 12, 16, what have you chickened out of?
Last week I was determined to get back to the gym. It's been a while and I thought, I can do this. I can jump straight back into where I left off 2 years ago, the last time I was doing it full time. and I'll be fine.
You thought you could just pick up where you left off two years ago?
No worries. Not a problem
Seamless.
For me. I got halfway through the workout and ran away.
Ran away.
Chickened out.
How long was the workout?
40 minutes.
40 minutes?
Yeah. Did the first half, did the warm-up.
You lasted longer than I would have.
Yeah, the first 20 minutes or so, and then said, nope, thanks anyway. I'll be back next week when I've got more courage.
So next week, scheduled, ready to go? I've got to do something next week.
Monday's the day, I'm determined.
I'll start Monday, all right? Positive affirmations on Hit 105.9. Tell you what, 13, 12, 16. What have you chickened out of? Has there been something that you just couldn't go through with?
Is that a chicken?
I think it is. We've got Lucy. Lucy this morning on 13, 12, 16. What was it for you, Lucy?
I chickened out on my first ever Tinder date.
Oh, I understand why. But why did you chicken out?
Well, for obvious reasons. But yeah. It's just
what do you
a
mean,
little
obvious reasons.
Meeting a stranger that you've only ever communicated with online.
But you committed to like downloading the app and like signing yourself up for it, so you knew what you're in for. Like,
I don't feel like there's any physical risk.
I get you. So what you did? You not rock up?
No, I didn't rock up, and I only last minute probably would have already been there.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh. So, do you do that thing where you're already in a panic? You're like, I'm already running late. Like, I'm not sure if I'm wearing the right thing. I'm not sure if I really want to be there. And you know what? Just don't want to do it. Just not going to leave the house. Thanks
anyway. Got the feeling and it just like,
trust your instincts, girl.
Do you ever worry that that could have been Mr. Right? That could have been your happily ever after?
Like, no.
All right. Well, as long as you're certain that, you know, you haven't missed anything, then, you know, so be it. If you skip it, then so what?
And you do have to trust your instincts. You know, you didn't want to go on a date because things might have, you know, not gone too well. I want to finish the workout. Trust your instincts.
Trust your instincts. You know, if your gut's telling you not to do something, don't do it. There's a lot to be said about trusting your gut instinct.
Yeah,
on
there
things.
Is. Yeah, especially those sorts of things.
But, I mean, where's that guy going to find another date now? Like, seriously.
Swiping right all day.
What are you going to do now? It's tough when you've got to buy a new mattress for a bed. There's many questions. Is it
especially
tough
if
enough?
You've got like a couple as well? Because I like a firm mattress. Oh, I like a super soft one.
If you like something different to your partner and stuff like that, what do you do with the old one? Can you sell them? I hear you that you shouldn't sell them.
No, I don't think you're allowed to sell them.
You're
in
not
New
allowed.
South Wales.
Ooh, is it illegal?
Well, it is in some states. You're not meant to, but I don't know about New South Wales.
What are you in for, mate? Robbery. What are you in for?
Sold a mattress.
There's this interesting idea out of the UK. One department store called John Lewis is planning to let customers spend a night in the department store to test out mattresses before they actually buy them. So they're offering them nap times in store. So you can go, you know what, I'll give this one a test run. I'll come back tonight. I'll have a snooze. I'll see how it goes.
Yeah, like that a lot.
Do you like, is that a good idea?
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic idea because it's like such a huge investment when you're buying a mattress. I mean, mattresses, even the cheap ones, are still sort of, $600.
But I mean, at the same time, if it catches on, you'll be sleeping on a mattress that's had other people sleep on it the day before and the day before and the day before and the day before.
I'm sure you can bring in your linen.
Okay.
You also stay at hotels sometimes and you know that 1,000 other people have slept on those mattresses.
Yeah, but I mean, there's no clarification here if there's people who have gone in and done the cleaning process and like kept it up.
I'm sure
like
that
a
there's
hotel.
Some sort of, yeah.
Would
ah,
you,
nifty.
Would you be comfortable staying in a department store overnight? Like, I'm just going to pop in there and have a snooze?
Probably not. No.
Would it be?
I don't think I'd sleep.
You don't think you'd sleep?
No, I don't think I'd be able to get a night's rest. And, I mean, you might not be the only one mattress testing that night. You might have a dozen other couples in the room.
That is so... I didn't even think of that.
Good night, everyone. Hold on. What if you were travelling, right? You're like, I'm going to go to Sydney for the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Can't afford accommodation. It's a long weekend, you know, goodness knows what. And you're like, I'm going to buy a mattress and you just like stay at the department store overnight. Boom, you've got yourself sorted.
Gee, there's a lot of backpackers staying in this department store. I didn't realise there's so many.
It's a new Airbnb.
You guys in the market for a mattress?
Yeah.
All of you? Okay. Good night, Jeff. Good night, Karen. Good night, Tiffany. Good night, everyone. Good night. That'd be a good idea. I like it. I do like it. It's got a few errors with it, but I still reckon it's best to test them out before you buy them. And what better than spending a night and finding the right one.
Yeah, why not?
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.